Danny Sellers is sick, bro. This nigga said New Future dropped, and I found out my divorce finalized in the same week.
Where the fuck did Corey go? But that's funny.
Corey go.
That's like poetic. I might have to invite him again.
Okay. My fingers are fat. I press leave meeting instead of okay for the recording. I'm so sorry, y'all.
And welcome everyone to another episode of the Cap Room. Probably everyone's highlight of their week is when they get to listen to us, our three smooth, buttery voices. I am Ben Zepp. I'm here with my two co-hosts, if you guys want to introduce yourselves.
You know me. It's Niles Ashton. I don't have to say any credits. You know who it is.
Maybe do it a little more humbly next time.
Check, tone out, tone out. We know the people listening to you. All right, y'all. You already know it's your boy, Shikori. You know what I mean? What's up, guys? Pleasure to see y'all this week.
Oh man, we have a lot of talk about this week. The playoffs are right around the corner. Shit is heating up, and we got to talk about which is by far the biggest news in the NBA this weekend, the biggest bombshell, and that is JJ Redick and LeBron James have started a podcast.
They coming for our jobs. We just started. We
I
just
think we should just pivot to a reaction podcast about
started.
their podcast.
Honestly, they probably get more clicks. That's a sad thing. I was like, this nigga LeBron can't let me have shit. I wanted to make movies. Now LeBron make movies. I got a podcast. Now LeBron got a podcast. I don't play for the Lakers. LeBron don't play for the Lakers.
You
So,
like white women? He like, oh, my bad.
hey, don't. Wow, that was nasty.
Yeah. Oh,
That's nasty.
I thought we was doing comedy. Ah, no.
That was
You see, hey, I only did it because Savannah been killing this nigga all week. She been playing sexy red. It's a different when your girl start posting sexy. Let baby girl post some sexy red right now. I'm being South Central right now.
it's
I'll be in
over with.
South Central. Ain't no type of summer. You gotta chill out. The
Ain't no
girls
type of
gone.
summer. I'm dead. Did your girl get tickets to Meg yet?
We're going to see Megan Glow. She really, she wants to see Chris Brown. That's a tangent, though. But yeah.
Damn.
Okay.
I will say,
LeBron is coming for our job. That's not
yeah, but I would say after Space Jam 2, he's probably not making any more movies. So you probably got him there.
That's
funny.
funny. And house party.
This is the podcast that I never knew I needed, but
Right.
I loved like every single second of it. When at the beginning, did you guys watch the video podcast or
I
just
watched the whole thing on
the
YouTube.
audio? Okay, me too. And like when JJ is just like spoon feeding us like plays on the clipboard, I'm like, yes, give me more of that. Spoon feed this to me. I need it. I want to know everything.
Right.
LeBron was in his bag, and like LeBron was fully LeBroning for an hour. He's spent basically 60 minutes just intellectually bullying the NBA, saying like, there are really dumb people in the NBA, and some of them exist on my team. And we're just like, he kept on talking about like how like there's some players who like don't know how to like flip a pick and roll or like for a left-handed guy or a right-handed guy. And I'm just like, what other left-handed point guard has he played with besides D'Angelo Russell? Like, this is all Lakers shit. Like, he was just popping off against all his dumb teammates.
He was, and the whole podcast. I was feeling like Monique on Precious. I was like, so since you know every fucking thing and got your degree and shit, then why are we in fucking 10th place, nigga?
I was just about to say that the 37 and 32 Lakers. All right, look, I'm telling y'all, when your girls start posting sexy red, you got to go find something else to do. You got to start a podcast. And LeBron is so competitive. This didn't feel like Kobe Bryant's detail a little bit to y'all.
Yeah.
I think Kobe was on this path. Yeah. That's yeah.
This felt a lot. This felt very Kobe Bryant detailish. As you said, he's shitting on his Laker teammates. I mean, he wants his statue outside of Staples too, outside of Crypto too. This the most competitive man in the world.
And then it's like, It's funny how like every basketball podcast is still the same at the end of the day because he's still got a white boy to be his co-host. It just happened to be. It's just it's LeBron, so it couldn't just be a random white dude like Pat Bev.
Hey, look,
Paul George. And all
hey, shout out to Ron at Barstool, but JJ Redick is killing this because he got the production credit and everything.
Bro, hey. His company's credit, yeah, that was big when I saw that. I didn't even know what JJ Redick's company was called till now.
Oh no, I knew when he left the Ringer. I was like, oh snap! But oh, this is amazing. It was great basketball knowledge. You know what I mean? It wasn't no layman's terms. Like, you know what I mean? We put our pods in layman's terms, I would say. But this was, like Ben said, J.J. Redick, I want the clipboard big. I want to see all the X's and O's.
No,
blow it up for me. Show us example players. Give me more. It's already just in its fetal stage. This is only going to get better. That's why the Kobe Bryant detail thing came right to mind as soon as I saw it. I was just like, oh, my goodness. So, oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
I think we got a different lane than them, though, fellas.
No, for sure, we're funny, but it's just like it was just like when I saw LeBron, I was like, oh, he think he me, because like people that know me know I have quite the basketball mind. Like I used to draw up plays for fun in college. Like I would just do that shit, and so it was just like fun to see that shit because everybody knows like my true calling is I will be a women's basketball coach one day. It's just I'm doing all this other shit. I'm just not a good enough person to be a coach yet. Like I'm people shouldn't trust me with their kids yet. You know what I'm saying?
You trying to get in on this ownership of the Fever? We can get in on this Fever ownership.
Honestly, right I'm thinking now. About bringing the Houston Comets back.
Okay. I like that pivot for you career-wise. I do.
Yeah, this is my last career is going to be basketball coach. But I'm working on myself right now. I have to be a better person before I go.
That's fire coming out of a comedy career, directing career, and then you're just like, yeah, I'm a coach my high school in Mississippi. Like he like Jeff Teague, but for comedians. You know?
Right. Because low-key, Jeff Teague is doing comedy now.
Yeah, hey man, and killing it. And coaching his high school team and keeping it honest. They was like, are they good? He was like, nah, we trash right now, but we gonna get there. You know what I mean? You gotta appreciate the transparency.
We gonna right. get there though.
What episode will this take in hiatus? Because LeBron, when is Zero Dark 30 coming? Because
that's what I'm saying. Because they've only done two.
The beauty of a good podcast is what I liked about Paul George is I remember when it started, I didn't like it at all. But as it continued to grow, he got better. They got better. I mean, obviously, the guests are going to be there. But, yeah, I just think it's something JJ told Draymond. Like, you just got to be consistent. And I think Draymond's pod would be better if he was actually doing it. But these guys are actively in the league, and it is hard to do a podcast every week. Duncan Robinson started getting whooped on defense a couple years ago and never podded again. I'm just saying, at what point does LeBron go, oh, no, we about to, we going to lose the play-in week? Like, what if they lose in the play-in to Houston, not Golden State? And
ain't no podcast.
Ain't no podcast no more. We ain't doing no podcast. I gotta lock in on the summer.
Yeah, if they don't make it to at least the second round, that nigga cannot pod.
How you going to pod in the summer after getting whooped? And JJ asking him, got to keep asking him what happened.
Right, I ain't trying to hear that. Yeah, unless you're going to bring Jokic on as a guest.
Mm. And LeBron would be the one to get Jokic on the pod, wouldn't he?
Yeah, and I was thinking.
Like, and it's the Olympics is coming up too, so he's definitely not going to be doing that.
Oh, yeah, and the Olympics, yeah.
Wow. I think this is going to be like a, like, every now and then, because they shot two episodes out here in L.A., so I think it's going to be like every maybe one or two episodes a month or some shit like that.
Yeah. And like, it looked like they just like set up shop in like the back of a stage somewhere.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't care for the set. I was kind of pissed about that too. But hey, we ain't care. What we was on.
They knew we was going to watch regardless.
Right.
It seemed like, LeBron was like, just tell me when. I got the equipment. I got the wine. We'll set up anywhere. He can set up a pod anywhere.
Yeah, they just found a random warehouse.
So if I'm Jackson Hayes and D'Angelo Russell, do I say anything to LeBron following? Do I?
D'Lo just went on a press tour the last 2 weeks telling us he grew up on LeBron and he cried watching LeBron. Hell no, he ain't about to say nothing. He been dissing. He too busy trying to fight with Dennis Schroeder. Hey, lock in, bro.
The fact that he said, like, they fucked up and then they cut the clips of them fucking up back to back is just, I mean, it's hilarious. I've never seen this before on an NBA team. And how do you fuck up the same play two times back to back? Like, how do you do that? And these plays are so simple. They're like two actions. You have to do like two things.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about your Laker fandom. I mean, this was the only way we was going to get to talk about the Lakers anyway, this LeBron.
Yeah, there's no point in talking about
y'all suck. Y'all suck.
Being a fan of the Lakers or the Warriors right now is like being a Drake fan after last night. So
Hey. Drake and – look, listen, this isn't a music pod. We're not getting into Drake, Kendrick, and J. Cup. But I did text you boys about NBA superstars I would like to be. Because in this LeBron podcast – he referenced Steph as that light-skinned motherfucker.
Yeah, there was a little hate there.
Yeah, a lot of hate. I've always thought of LeBron and Steph like Kendrick and Drake.
Hmm.
And I like who's who? Well, LeBron is obviously Drake, and Kendrick is Steph Curry.
So you swapped the skin tones?
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is definitely that. That's what's going on here.
No, Drake and LeBron definitely have similarities. Child star. Both in the Forever music video. Lil Wayne loves both of them.
Kendrick and Steph, West Coast. Yeah. Underdogs.
Yeah.
And came into a GOAT's prime and shined.
Yeah.
They won a lot during another generational person's run.
Imagine LeBron's career is like if there's no Steph.
Yeah, that's what I think. I definitely sense that animosity. It's like a loving animosity. Like he knows, like he would have more if KD did not go to the Warriors. Yeah. Like he would at least have five if Kyrie and Kevin Love didn't.
Eight championships if there's no Steph and KD, bro.
Yeah,
okay, eight. You know, he's sounding like a Jordan truther, but
no, who is gonna stop LeBron? DeMar DeRozan? Like what are we doing here?
They beat him in 2015. Don't forget. But look, though, no, so I do agree.
No, don't get me started because no Kyrie, no Kevin Love. Timofey Mozgov is the number two scorer. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, come on.
Both of them are in probably the best play-in of all time. I mean, this is the second play-in in the last, four seasons?
I mean, yeah. I hope the Lakers and Warriors end up having to play each other because, I mean, it's just going to be – I'm going to go to a bar and get drunk. And watch that shit.
Well, y'all might be
the last game of the season. Yeah, you
right.
Should.
It's going to be the last game of the season. I think Draymond does something crazy and wins the game.
Well, this is the transition. They might be playing the Rockets. The Rockets on a heater. Seven in a row since Jalen Green announced, since the baby got announced.
Bro.
Undefeated since the
baby. DeMar DeRozan acting like a baby last night.
Hey, well Jalen Green, hey, he's shooting the leather off that bitch. 28-6-4. They on fire.
They are
on fire.
Yeah.
Go ahead, man.
They beat the Cavs on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They looked good. They were playing well. It's not like we were playing that poorly. They were playing well. They don't have their best player. They don't have Şengün. And they're playing super well right now.
And I told you that Dylan Brooks effect is real.
It is.
Doc Landale told him last night, stop getting ejected. This ain't Memphis, brother. We need you out here.
This ain't Memphis.
He told him this ain't Memphis. We need you out here. Dylan Brooks, that's the plan I want to see. Remember, he may call LeBron a bitch. I want the smoke. Shit. I want Dylan Brooks back. LeBron versus Dylan Brooks is the matchup we need in the play-in.
LeBron versus Dylan Brooks to get in the playoffs would be nasty.
Jalen Green fighting for his immortality. He say he ain't PJ Washington. He going all out, balling.
They're 2.5 games back from the Warriors. Do you think they can catch them?
I mean, Steph just came back. But they on fire, bro. They're on fire. I don't think it's out. I mean, we got 12 games left. I mean, they got to stay on this path. Can I see the rest of their schedule? The rest of the way real quick. But them boys are rolling. Yeah, definitely the DeMar thing last night was wild. I love that, though.
Because imagine, it's just like, the Rockets are in your head, I probably want to fight somebody too.
The next few games they got, for the rest of the month, they got Jazz, Trailblazers, Thunder, Jazz, and Mavericks. I mean, they can go 3-2 right there. And then their last eight is Timberwolves, Warriors, Heat, Mavericks, Magic. Oh, they might be out. Because, they might be out.
It's going to be hard, but, like, regardless, they're going to be carrying a lot of good momentum into the next season.
So that, right, you're getting Steven Adams in the offseason healthy. Hopefully you can get a good run with him putting them next to Şengün. I mean, we've seen Şengün just really – I mean, he's obviously the best player. And then the Jalen Green thing we were saying about Jalen Green. I know we criticized him maybe a month or so ago, but I mean the way he's playing now, I mean this is it. This is what they imagined. And then you're still talking about Jabari defensively, Tari Eason. You still got Amen. You still got Dylan Brooks. Like this team has a bright ass future with all of the young pieces they got. So I do love that. You're right, Ben. This is like, remember when the Suns went into the bubble and they went 8-0?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They came into that next season just blazing. So I'm excited for whatever the Rockets got next.
I guess I'll just bring up the Cavs-Rockets game and how it was Tristan Thompson's return. And, I think it was the second game. Was this the first or second game? But he breaks Donovan Mitchell's nose, and we're losing now because of that. He's out 25 games for a suspension, comes back, and just breaks Donovan Mitchell's nose. And I don't even blame Tristan Thompson. I blame J.B. Bickerstaff for giving this man 20 minutes the game he gets back. Like,
yeah, y'all didn't need him in there.
There's just sometimes where I just don't know what is going through his head because he's like, let me play a Tristan Thompson, Damian Jones front court for like 10 minutes. I was like, what are you doing? But I've landed on, I think JB's a good coach. He gets his players.
Yeah, he was like my coach of the year pick up until like a few weeks ago.
He gets his players to play hard. That's the biggest thing.
How you feeling if it's likely you're going to play the Pacers 3-6? How you feeling? I like y'all in that matchup.
I like that. It's not as long as it's not the Heat. If we play the Heat, we will lose. I am so certain that we will lose if it's the Heat. So it's just not – I don't want anyone but the Heat. I mean, I want anyone but the Heat.
Yeah, if we get Milwaukee, Miami first round again, cinema. Hey, fellas, cinema. Miami, Milwaukee first round is what the league wants. They should demand it. They should demand it. I liked them against Boston the other day, too, without Giannis. Middleton's back. Middleton's making shots. I don't know what he's gonna look like defensively, but I've loved Jay Crowder and Pat Bev. I love this that Milwaukee this thing. But okay, so let's do the hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
You beat Indiana in the first round. Out of the Milwaukee Miami, Ben, you still don't want Miami in the second round. You'd rather face Milwaukee. You'd rather go against Giannis?
That's a good question. I might pick Milwaukee.
Sheesh.
I'll have an answer next pod.
Miami is the boogeyman. Because I know Giannis them is looking there sick. They hoping they get to play Indiana instead. or hobbled Philly.
Yeah.
I know nobody wants that Miami smoke, and Boston sitting there like, thank God.
You think people are ducking Miami right now?
Are you crazy?
Because a few weeks ago, I was just like, I could see it, but now I don't know.
All-time series, Jimmy Butler versus Milwaukee is 2-1.
And here's the thing. I said this last year. I was like, do we really think Jimmy's just going to flip the switch? But I'm saying, but I don't know why, but I'm doubling down. Do we really think Jimmy's just going to flip the switch come April?
This is mental now. We know playoffs is all about matchup. Eric Spoelstra and Jimmy has beat this Milwaukee. Him, Chris Middleton, Brooke Lopez, and Giannis have gotten beat by those two boys twice now. Twice in 3 years. And now you got to play them again? It's scary out. You know, you're scary out. Jaime Jaquez, Caleb Martin.
Yeah.
Bro, scary Terry. Oh my goodness, them boys is dogs over there. We ain't even said Bam name yet. Duncan Robinson dribbling the ball between the back leg. Oh, nigga, you everybody better be ducking Miami. You don't want that smoke. Come playoff time. Stop playing with Miami.
Okay.
Stop playing with Miami.
So you think they want to play Indiana then?
Everybody wants to play Indiana. They're
Somewhere
trash right now.
Because Haliburton, he's been looking all right of recent.
We alluded to it last week, but we don't know what the hell. Yeah, everybody's thinking he came back too early from the injury.
I'd want to play Indiana over Miami just because of experience.
Yeah, the Siakam thing. Let them you get the beat up on them. Ben them is about to get a cakewalk, and then they got the hell series. Milwaukee or Miami for y'all is a hell series. Well, I'm not taking y'all in either one. So sorry, but I'm gonna love y'all because y'all gonna get that playoff win. Y'all gonna feel good, boy. Come on now. I know y'all. Oh my!
Did you guys did George Niang on the Ryan Russillo podcast said that he is very confident Donovan Mitchell will be a Cavalier for a long time.
Cap, stop the cap. This
oh,
the cap
he seems so honest and genuine.
Stop
though.
The cap. He was capping. Cause now it's because on the pod he said. Only other place I would see him going is to play baseball for the New York Mets. Hey, that boy is out of here, man. Hey, that told me everything I needed to know.
What?
That told me everything. You don't even – why play like that? New York Mets? Come on, man.
Why would he just lie like that? If it doesn't happen, he's enemy number one to me.
Hey, Spider and the Villanova Knicks, I love it. Come on now. You know how I love them.
You still think that might happen?
Spider and the Villanova Knicks. Watch when they take Boston to seven. He getting out of there. When they get whooped by either Miami or Milwaukee in the second round, and the Villanova Knicks take Boston to seven, he going to look over. Get me out of here. Get me out of here.
That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, he could put it in the Cavs' hand. He's like, I'm not going to sign an extension this offseason.
Kobe ain't got to trade him to New York.
No.
But the pot going to get sweet with them first. The pot going to get sweet with them first. Because if you only got to, they could literally give y'all all the picks. Why would y'all really don't need, he can give you the first. They could just give y'all the first.
Well, I'd like to think George Niang is a pretty honest person who can judge character and, can make good reads on people. So I'm gonna think optimistically on this one and that, George Niang knows people.
You remember when y'all played the Knicks a couple weeks ago and y'all lost and Josh Hart hit that three in the corner and he flicked Spider's chain? And I was like, oh, my God, they already love him.
Okay.
And they was recruiting me in game.
Okay.
They said you can wear your chains all the time over here, man. They was on the podcast like, man, he has such a nice chain on, man. So subtle and cute. I was like, oh my God, these niggas recruiting hard.
this topic turn.
How mad does Mikal Bridges get if Donovan Mitchell goes to the Knicks?
Oh, he gonna be sick, bro. I want you to know he almost cried on the podcast thinking about
I watched that podcast. I was like, oh, this nigga wanna be on that team so bad.
So bad. He like, just put me with my brothers. Them niggas having fun over there in the garden.
Niggas that nigga in timeout.
Ben, he was on the pod like when y'all played us in the Barclays and it was just all Knicks fans in there. I was sad. We couldn't hear nothing. I said, oh man, they got this boy in hell, man. Free Mikal. Is that the trade though? If you don't go get Spider, do you just go get Mikal?
That's what I would think.
And you just play Villanova Knicks. I would love that though. I mean, Julius is the odd man out, but
I think Mikal compliments Jalen Brunson. He's a perfect 1B. Mm. So if I'm him, I'm like, look, just trade for me.
Just go get Mikal. Because Spider, I mean, I know Spider want to be a Nick, but Mikal, I mean, if it's Mikal and the Villanova Knicks, I think they'll just keep running that back.
Bro.
Let them run for 10 years. Who's going to be mad?
Imagine
they're going to always be in the playoff. They're going to be a 3-5 seed every year.
Imagine OG and Mikal on the wings. I wouldn't want that.
That's very dangerous. That's what I was
terrifying.
You not want to dribble the ball around.
Terrifying. Say, hey, Giannis gonna have. Hey, Giannis and Tatum though. Hey, woo. Then we went through the East and didn't even talk about Boston. Why are we such haters?
Fuck them niggas, man. They're so good.
We Boston haters? Yeah, I mean, they really like, the hottest team in the league outside of Denver.
I think they're the best team in basketball here in this regular season. But I don't know. I just feel like this might just be the hater in me. I think it's just setting up for, like, this great playoff debacle in a couple months.
I mean, if history is a teacher, like, you know, that's what we all should be conditioned to think, that like right. they will crumble sometime, maybe against the Heat again, because the Heat are not
it's who do y'all think gets an 8 seed?
I mean, I think they're gonna get an easy Philly walk on.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I think it's just gonna be so easy in that first round.
And then I do think the Knicks gonna give them a punch in the mouth.
That's what I'm saying. I just feel like somebody could really hit them in the face in the second round to where they just kind of just beat up on Tyrese Maxey for 4 games.
And then they don't walk the first round. I love the Knicks matchup. That's why I said I think the Knicks can definitely punch them in the face. But that last matchup, whether it's Milwaukee or Miami, it's going to be tough. And George Niang on that same podcast said, yo, they are scary when they hitting shots, but a lot of times they're not hitting shots. And that's just they too relying on the three, man. And we got to trust that Tatum gonna be able to, when it's down fourth quarter, last 4 minutes, and then Tatum gonna be able to get you a two. And we just don't trust Jason Tatum, Christian. We just don't.
Why you gotta say his name?
All right, so. I've been thinking about, like, if a Boston collapse happens, like, how will it happen? And what I foresee in, like, my crystal ball is, like, a power struggle between Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Ooh.
Like, who's the alpha? Because, like, I feel like the past, like, month or so, Jaylen Brown's been stepping up his game. And I'm sure in his head he's thinking, I think I'm the baddest dude on this team. Like, I think I'm the guy.
I make the most money.
That has the ball.
Damn, he do make the most money, though.
The most money. So just kind of, like, unsure about who that alpha is.
You said the Nuggets locked him up. They ain't locked me up. I got a 40-piece, so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the crazy part, because he's not better than Jason Tatum, but Jason Tatum ain't the one that's going to close it. That's my problem with this team. That is literally my problem with this team. Before we even get to Denver, what are we doing if this team gets put out in the Eastern Conference Finals again?
I mean, you just got to run it back. Like, they're this good.
You blame Porzingis. I'm blaming the white man.
Not Peyton Pritchard.
No, not that's Peyton. Hilarious. I would never blame Peyton Bridget.
Not Sam Hauser or Luke Cornett.
Yeah.
Quietly, a lot of white guys still in Boston. Quietly.
What was that tweet? Or something about that Celtics jersey on white skin. Make you play.
Boston, in the words of future Metro Boomin, we don't trust you.
We don't trust you, dog.
You know what I mean? And if young Metro don't trust you, man. Hey, man, I'm so sorry to Boston.
Like, I think I trust Boston, but it's just so much fun to be a hater and just be irrational. Like, fuck it. I don't trust them either. They're going
to
choke.
We'll get some homers in here during the playoffs. You know what I mean? That might be when we go to video. We'll get some homers in here when we go to playoffs. We'll let them defend their teams. Yeah. Can we get in the Western – man, can we get in the Western Conference?
Yeah. I would like to talk about Draymond Green had a little scuffle this week.
He did.
He was back in
the scuffle on the podcast.
And once again,
the number one warrior,
a white European. It was once again a white European. And you know, I've seen enough. He's racist.
He's a xenophobe.
Like, what else do I need? What more evidence do I need? Nurkic, Sabonis, Steven Adams.
Oh my God, I've knocked over my stand. All right, okay. All right, listen. Hey, oh God. I mean, they got to keep that spot, man. They are fighting for their playing lives right now. Oh my goodness.
Oh, Jake, who was it? Was Santi Aldama on Tuesday? Yeah.
Yeah. A little scuffle. You know what I mean? That's so crazy. That Memphis Warriors thing goes deep, man. They put them out of a player in a game once upon a time.
Blew them out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it goes so deep that, like, they're the G Leaguers that were playing fucking hate them, too.
Yeah, G.G. Jackson was like, fuck all this, bro.
But, I mean, yeah, good. It's something I think, like, Draymond really needs to unpack and self-reflect. Like, why do these white Europeans just tick me off in a way that, you know, regular white people, American white people don't? Or I don't know. Maybe it's just like, Europeans, they're the OG colonizers, you know? Maybe he can't. It's just ancestral rage coming out, which, you know, I get.
Okay. Hey, Draymond, just play ball, bro. Just play ball, bro. We love you. Just play ball, bro. Or bring them on the podcast. Either one. I'll be fine with either one. Okay, I'll be fine with either one. Hey, forget all these play-in teams, man. My Mavs on fire. What y'all talking about, man? Well, I ain't seen y'all since the Kyrie shot.
Yeah.
I ain't seen y'all since the shot that shook the world.
You claimed it brought you to tears.
1,000% I cried. I felt 2011-ish. I'm telling you, I could always feel it in the team. I could feel it in the team. Mavs on fire. We in the sixth seed as of today. The Kyrie game winner was a beauty, but I'm just loving us, bro. PJ Washington not even hitting shots. And we just cooking on all cylinders, y'all. I'm seeing a vision right now. I don't know what's going to happen with this Clippers New Orleans things, but we right there. We all a game and a half out, three games out. Our schedule is kind of cakewalk towards the end, y'all. I'm kind of seeing a, I don't know, Ben. I'm starting to get unrealistic. I'm telling you, kind of seeing a pathway.
Vibes look good. Vibes look, especially between Luka and Kyrie, they look pretty good. They really seem to start understanding like whose turn it is. I think I watched the Spurs game on Monday or whatever, and it was reminding me of when LeBron and Kyrie were playing together, and like how they just eventually figured out like whose turn it is to go. And it felt like Kyrie was fitting that exact need that he was with the Cavs.
Luka wasn't cooking now. He wasn't cooking in that Spurs game. He was bricking everything. He looked like Joker in the Mavericks game. And my boy Kyrie said, hey, brother, I got you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Close them boys right on now.
Ramadan Kyrie is different. I need all the Lakers to fast, nigga, because this, bro.
Torian Prince is faster.
I need Austin Reeves to pray five times a day, because I don't, because this nigga Kyrie is just different, bro. He dunking. Like, what the fuck? I ain't never seen this nigga throw down oops before, hitting left-hand hook shots.
He getting closer with God. His discipline is different right now. He is super focused. Listen, Mavericks team, I told y'all about this size versatility. We closed that Denver game. Maxi Kleber, Daniel Gafford, PJ Washington with Kyrie and Luka. Just huge. Just huge. Come on, man. Letting Maxi was on Joker. We had Gafford roaming. It was beautiful to see, man. Gafford lively. It don't even matter which one. Them boys is like, who won? It's beautiful, y'all. I'm in love. I'm in love right now. Unrealistic. Minnesota, Dallas will feed families. Lucas, our friendship is on the line. I want you to know that. This is going to be a beautiful matchup. I told y'all a couple weeks ago, I didn't want to be the team just have to see Ant-Man and he makes the leap in your series. Because the way Ant-Man looks right now, they played Denver on Tuesday. No Gobert, no Cat, no Nas Reed. And them boys, Jaden McDaniels turned into Klay Thompson. it was amazing to see. I mean, Ant-Man is scary right now. I ain't seen y'all boys since the dunk either. Where was y'all at? We got stopped. That nigga shook me when he saw the highlight on Twitter. What the hell going on? He said, nigga, bro, dog.
I saw that dunk, and I was just like, oh, this nigga don't give a fuck. Like, he does not care. Like, he even said in the post-game interview, he was watching the thing. He go, little-ass nigga. Like, bro. All that. He's the new face of the NBA. And, like, man, fuck all of that. I just want to take everybody.
Best American player. 32-7-6 since Cat got hurt.
Bro, he don't care about that Jordan comparison. He the new face. Like, bro, he just want to take everybody head off. That's all he cares about. I'm taking your head off. If we playing, you know you don't want to guard me, so don't do it. I if they play the Mavs, bro, I think he takes that next step against Dallas, bro. I think Ant could have a D-Wade type of like 06 playoff run.
Hey, do you know who Luka Doncic is?
I do.
Oh.
But here's the thing. I don't think we know who Anthony Edwards is yet. And that's what I'm scared of. I don't think we know who he is.
He might not even know who he is.
I don't think he does either. And I think we're about to find out in April.
Listen, I don't make me say anything disparaging about Ant. You guys are beautifully, you said it beautifully. I don't think he even knows who he is yet. That is dangerous. But I want you to know, Luka Doncic is the baddest man on the planet. The baddest man on the planet. Left wing, step back, swish. You bet not. Don't test him. And take that matchup if you want to. Ask Devin Booker. Drake and Kendrick gonna have us all inspired. You better go ask somebody. Ask Kawhi. Kawhi don't want to see him. Y'all better stop playing with Luka. Hell wrong with y'all.
I don't know, bro. Because it's just it's written too perfectly. No Cat. I can see him averaging like 38. Because who do y'all have that's going to guard him, bro?
Hey, PJ Washington ain't hit a shot since he got traded to Dallas. But I'm going to tell you what. He guarding Jamal Murray, Kevin Durant, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. We put him a little bit on Joker. Ben, you better tell PJ Washington out there looking different. You the think he got a baby on the way.
This is like when you out with your girl and she like, you better not do nothing. My man go whoop your ass. And then you like, bitch, I don't want to fight. Stop. You might be signing PJ Washington up for a camp he don't want to attend.
Don't worry. The depth is crazy. My boy Dante Exum Ben was a hater. Two pods in. You ain't gonna want to see Dante. Still out there making shots, guarding board. Josh Green. Derrick Jones Jr. Maxi, hey, Ant-Man, hey, don't come over here with that. We gonna ruin the Cinderella story.
I'm talking about the next great American superstar, and you naming niggas that don't even have a rookie card.
Listen, the Slovenian Mamba will not tolerate disrespect.
Slovenian Mamba.
He will not tolerate disrespect.
I'm not saying he coming in there and sweeping y'all.
So, what the hell?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm taking Ant-Man and the Wolves in 6 or 7.
Okay. I need this to happen then. Because I would say if I'm like
Game 7 in Minneapolis, you think the Mavericks can go in the Target Center and win?
Mavs in 6. Mavs in 6. You picking the Mavs, man?
Mavs in 6. I've been thinking about my power rankings in the West and like – in terms of who can win the West. I think it's for me, it's Denver number one, the Thunder number two, the Mavs number three, and the Mavs strictly because of Luka.
You've got OKC over the Mavs and the T-Wolves?
Dude, I do.
You are such an OK. You've been an OKC truther all year. And I love that you stand on that because when they get smacked, oh boy, man.
Bro, they can't defend the rim.
I think like
all you got to do is bully them.
Shea and Jalen Williams, their games are just tailor-made for playoff basketball. And
that that's so beautiful, because I think after we smack Minnesota, OKC gonna be in that 2 seed waiting on us. And Luka, oh my, this is so beautiful. Luka about to walk to a Western Conference final. Y'all boys is crazy. Hey, hey, I'm loving it. Luka Joker Western Conference Finals. Hey, sign me up. Oh my goodness.
If Luka smacks Ant and then Shea to go play Joker, I gotta start talking about that man a little different.
What you thinking he was gonna do? What y'all think? Oh God. Hey man, the playoffs gotta start. We 12 games away. We getting excited. Y'all boys got to get me hyped. We gotta get Lucas on.
We might have to do 2 episodes a week during the playoffs, because I'm gonna be too excited.
Yeah. But we gonna talk about that. Oh Mike, I got a couple ideas. But the West is gonna be money. Brandon Ingram got hurt. Home contusion. Oh, shit, for 2 weeks. Zion was jumping out the gym. Ben been motivating the shit out them boys. And that New Orleans.
Zion got Ben on a dartboard.
Yeah, they probably got my voice on repeat at the locker room.
Yeah. Little voodoo doll of being in there.
Fuck, he's got a bone contusion.
Contusion. I don't like that. And it's a reevaluation in 2 weeks. So that doesn't mean that means we three weeks a month. I'm scared. I don't like that. I hate that. It just got announced today, so we'll know more next pod. But oh my god,
you think they take a skid till he comes back?
I think they're just too hot. They got so many wings. I mean, we bragged about them enough last week, but the BI thing is big. The bottom of the play-in, I just think the Mavs. I'm feeling we're in control of that 6 seed. This super play-in, I think Phoenix is getting in no matter what. But this is if Sacramento in trouble, I think Sacramento could beat y'all.
I think they could too.
Yeah, I think Sacramento going to.
I'm purely just excited for the LeBron Steph 9 versus 10 game, and then I have no expectations after that.
Yeah, I think the Kings gonna smack y'all and then get smacked by Denver.
Yeah, Denver will sweep the Kings.
Yeah, that's gonna be their fate.
But
so and then can we after they get swept? Can we talk about that should be Sabonis's tank after they get swept?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Suns Thunder could be fun though.
Suns Thunder could be incredible. I just thought
the new young OKC core, old KD.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought KD. Oh my god, we kind of need these. Yeah, we need these series to bear out as we think of them, because these are
Suns Thunder,
great
bro.
Matchups here. So the NBA season, they'll make it happen. The NBA sees what we see,
bro.
They'll make it happen.
KD going to OKC in game one.
Shit, getting booed? They gonna boo.
They have to boo.
They gonna boo.
It's the playoffs.
Yeah,
every time he touched the ball, and you know, OKC, we haven't seen them in the playoffs in a while. Remember, their stadium used to be like a college stadium.
Yeah,
it's like small and crisp. And that is gonna be beautiful basketball in there. Because I think Shea gonna cook them boys. They can't guard a lick.
I don't know, bro.
They cannot.
The Suns got a gear, bro. I don't know. I don't know if I can just say that.
They let up 140 to the Bucks this week without Giannis.
They getting ready for April right now. They chilling.
Yeah, they getting ready to get smoked by Jalen Williams.
I don't know, man. Because here's the thing. Here's my thing with KD. KD's what, 35, 36?
Mm-hmm.
There's only so many legacy-defining series he's got left in his career.
I mean, if he turns into 2021 KD in Brooklyn, hey, you talking to me different, because I know
he's been playing really good.
My boy Book going to show up. Hey, it's all love between me and Book. I saw him up close and personal.
Because here's the thing. I think Devin Booker is going to get off.
Yeah, for sure.
If KD plays really good, I could see them winning. I could see them beating a young team that, honestly, I don't even think really knows what they're doing yet. And it's soft inside, you know?
KD has been great all year.
That's what I'm saying.
But Blue Dort, J-Dub, Shea locks up. Them boys. This is where I'm with Ben. Mark Dagnall is cold. They are going to scheme these boys up out of this thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a good series. Like, I don't know. I just don't think we can count KD and Phoenix out, especially with this nigga going to OKC. Bro, have you ever gone back to your old job? You'd be like, man. you feel away. When I go back to that weed shop, I'm better than these niggas. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. When he go back game one, that's going to tell me everything I need to know. If he go in there and lay like a 40-piece on him, we going to know what we need to know this series. Like, hey, fuck Shay. I would love a fuck Shay. Fuck you, Shay.
This is reminding me of a take I had last off. It was towards the end of last offseason when KD like randomly requested a trade from the Nets. He didn't end up get traded. He played like half the season and then got traded to the Suns. That initial trade request, if we had a pod back then, I would have been saying he should go to the, back to the Thunder. Like that makes the most sense.
Yeah,
and I'd like to say that still makes the, like, if he would have went back to the Thunder, he maybe could have like won a ring in OKC.
Yeah.
And kind of just like
knowing how KD moves, they lose to OKC, legend. He could go to the Thunder. So
trade
me to the Thunder. You think he's gonna ask
if they lose?
If they blow a 3-1 lead,
Booker smack him in the back of the neck. I'm telling you now, he will smack him. Oh my God. Goodness, the playoffs getting us a little excited, boys. We're there. What are we, 3 weeks
out? Yeah, I'm kind of just like, I'm trying to pass time until they start. Like,
we could do awards and stuff next week. Yeah, we getting there.
Suns OKC moves me, man. I like that. Suns OKC.
Hear us out, Adam Silver. Hear us out. Schedule. Yeah, hear us out. Y'all go in there. Y'all get them games rigged now.
Y'all get the games real. Minnesota Dallas moves me too. I'm excited about that.
Oh, Minnesota Dallas is gonna move mountains, man. It's gonna move mountains. I'm loving this. I mean, and New Orleans Clippers, man. I'm telling you, big Zion out here, bro.
That could be fun.
Oh my goodness, because I do think Kawhi is gonna be like, all right, nigga, stop playing with me. I ain't coming to play. And then that Clippers. If we get Clippers Nuggets in the second round, Jesus. Please, Ty Lue, put a beating on them. Luka needs some. We need some help. Oh, my goodness. Put a beating on them. Put a beating on them. I would love Clippers Nuggets second round. NBA sees what we see. They'll see it. See us out, Adam Silver. You see us. You want to sell? You want to sell for another $10 billion? Give a second round. Clippers, yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Clippers Nuggets. That's going to feed families too. Oh my goodness.
I need it.
What's love? Wimby should just win Defensive Player of the Year. I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm over it. This nigga blocked jump shots.
It's not playoff. It doesn't, like, Defensive Player of the Year has nothing to do with like how many games did you win. And I do think MVP should be on a competitive team. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're the best player, your team should be successful. But Defensive Player of the Year is just who the best at stopping niggas. And he the best at stopping niggas.
Talk to him, Russillo. This was all Russillo talking, boy, Sunday. He was really? Cussing. Yeah, he was cussing Simmons out. He's like, what kind of cable are you watching? You ain't watching one, huh? Hey, what I'm seeing is there anything? Yes, he is, bro. At the perimeter, at the rim, don't matter. That boy is nasty. Please get him some elite wings and perimeter defenders. They are going to be the best defense in the league next year. Literally. You get him some good perimeter defense, they will be the best defense in the league next year. This is Rudy Gobert. This is different. Rudy, them boys were scrubs in Utah too. This boy, Wimby, is different.
Shit, Wimby said it himself. Wimby said, he said, give it to Gobert because he's not going to win another one. So
once this man like figures out like what shots he can always get to and make on a consistent basis, I mean, he will be unguardable.
I mean, honestly, I feel like the rest of the league is just hoping the Spurs GMs are idiots. Like, I think everybody else is just hoping, like, why? I just hope they don't figure out how to put a decent team around this nigga, because that's the only thing that's missing. I mean, he's just playing with a bunch of incompetent people.
If we do a top like 20, 30 players, like last episode before the playoffs, one of these top 15 right now.
I'd put him in my 12. Wow. 12. I think you can name 10 guys better than him. That's about it.
Wow.
Wow. I would have to do the thinking.
He's doing 5x5s. Like,
we at the end of the year, you know, Ben, I like to do my rankings at the end of the season and at the end of the playoffs. Only two times I update my ranking. And that boy.
We saw all this shit before. Like, oh, okay, he could be good. I didn't think he was going to be this good this fast. Like, I'm surprised.
I'm down to do top 10 players next week. Wendy's not in it.
Well, we could do all NBA next week and do a separate little. We could come on.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
Wimby has to be all NBA.
Jeez, how many games? Ben, can we check the games real quick? I mean, we got time. Can we check?
He's played Wimby's enough. Game? I don't. He's played.
It's gonna be. It's a lot of guys that's about to get they out. They getting out. What is Wimby's stat line right now?
All NBA your rookie season. Don't think that's ever been done.
Has it not? Can we check that?
I can't imagine it has.
21, 10, and hold on. Let me get the full one. My bad. All right. My boy is 21, 10, 4. With four blocks and a steal.
Okay, so the only rookie, the top five rookies to make all NBA. Well, the first one's Wilt. Wilt did it.
Okay.
And that's
Who I would compare him to.
Yeah.
Wilt. I mean, hey, Vic scoring 82. On this podcast, we'll never acknowledge the 100-point game. It don't exist. Hey, Vic scoring 82. Vic scoring 82.
I guess it was just easier for rookies to kind of make all NBA because it's all the top players. It's Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Kareem, Oscar Robertson, Wilt. So I don't know what happened because I don't think Luka didn't make all NBA his rookie season.
It was second year.
Yeah. So
hey, look. Weird. Hey, look, is Embiid not making it? We know it's AD and joke. They're gonna give it the bonus. Bonus deserve to be in there, but we talking position. We'll do it next week. Cause yeah, that's I'm gonna have to do some studying. I'm with Ben. I'm gonna have to look at the numbers, see who out, who ain't qualified. Cause I think he might be in there, bro. And if he in there, give him his DPOY. Let's start it now. We talking about a legacy. We ain't seen nothing like this. This shit crazy. We thought it in the preseason when he was nigga looking crazy, but this nigga, he different. That boy different.
Okay. Anything else you guys want to touch on? You guys got fun plans this weekend? You guys got a fun weekend planned?
Yeah, for sure. All the homies booked and busy. I'm mixing and mingling. I'm gonna be at Laugh Factory this Sunday with the homies. I think I'm at the store. The homie got a show Sunday. My roommate's got a 90s party tomorrow. I'm hitting the homie show tonight at 4K.
Party. I'm trying to pull up.
Oh yeah. I should hit you. But yeah, and then we at 4K tonight. So I'm slaying some jokes, but. Yeah, we outside, man. We mix it. And if you ain't doing nothing, man, hey, man, LA, if you listening, man, come on Easter out. Sunday. Dynasty Typewriter, Easter Sunday, screening 98 Honda. The boys swinging jokes, they answering questions.
Have you guys watched any March Madness games?
Oh, yeah. It was
my roommate was just telling me Gonzaga lost him some money yesterday on a 10-game parlay for 6 bands. Let me tell you something. Don't bet on these young boys. They're going to break your heart in that men's tournament. The women's tournament is all the hype, but we know the men started yesterday, but the women's tournament is all hype. And what games you was watching? Y'all was watching yesterday. I saw you tweeting it early in the morning.
Kentucky game was crazy.
the Kansas Dayton game, not Kansas Samford game, was crazy. They cheated the boys. Samford, the dude had a clean block, basically to win the game, and they called it a foul. Like, they gave the game to Kansas, bro.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's been some really good games. I think the men, because like men's college basketball, you forget how sloppy it is until you watch the tournament. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, these are just athletic high school niggas. Because you forget, only 20 of these dudes go to the NBA. Like, the rest of these niggas are just really athletic, tall kids.
What's the kid from Oakland's name, Ben, that played against Kentucky that hit the threes? He literally said, I ain't going to the league, but I can compete with these boys.
Last name is like,
hey, I can't play with Brian and KD, but you niggas playing under Calipari, I will bust your ass. Bro, and he did just that.
It has to be talked about.
John, I think he has seven threes, man.
John Calipari has probably done the least with the most talent. He's won one national championship, and that team was crazy stacked and had an Anthony Davis at center. And
I remember that being like my best like bracket ever. So I was like, oh, the Kentucky's they were just win.
Better than everybody. I think that team had Booker on it, right?
No. That's the Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, Anthony Davis.
Wow.
Is it Terrence Davis? I think Terrence Davis is on that team. Or is it
Terrence Jones.
He played a long time in the league. Like, that team had just like six NBA players. Patrick Patterson, I think, was on that team.
Yeah, but he did have that Cat Booker team that went undefeated, lost in the Final Four.
Bro,
that was a good.
That was just bad because like it's when it comes down to it, they lose these close games because they're just like not coached well.
But he still produces good Kentucky guards. Like,
yeah, he's still just churning out these guards like a machine.
Yeah, so. I mean, they're two guards are going to be top five picks, and they just lost in the first round.
One's a white guy too. He said, "I can make a white guy, well, white guard, a top five pick."
Dude, and it's crazy. So two of the guys on the Oakland team have like interesting high school stories. So like the white guy that made all the threes, he beat Tyler Herro in the playoffs to end his high school career. He's been in college for like 6 years, bro. He did 5 years at a D2, and this is his first year in D1, and just went crazy on Kentucky. He might go to the league just off.
Okay, so this dude's just a grown man playing against children.
He's 25.
Yeah,
he said he's not going to the league. He's not going to the league. He said it in the press conference.
He's about to be a coach somewhere. Yeah. He already looked like a coach.
But he busted.
And then there's the other guard on Oakland's team named Rocket Watts. This is like his third school. He played high school ball with LaMelo.
Rocket Watts? Oh, yeah. He went to Michigan State. He flamed out. Yeah, he was a good little guard. State,
and now he's at Oakland. And so, like, he played high school ball with LaMelo Ball. And LaMelo Ball
Oakland's our Cinderella. Well, let's not say that. Did Florida Atlantic didn't play last night? Shout out to Jonell Davis. Y'all know I'm a Gary representative.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what he does in the tournament too.
Florida Atlantic, please, because he's older. They're trying not to say he can't go to the league. They think he's just gonna be a two-way bounce around and have a good overseas career. Jonell Davis went crazy on that Final Four run for FAU last year. He is gonna go crazy again this year. He made a leap, bro. He's shooting the ball better. He's incredible 3-and-D. 6'4", athletic. Look, I'm selling my boy. Hey, Jonell, go cry. Hey, come on, man. FAU. If I did a bracket, they would have put FAU in the Final Four. I hate that they got to go against UConn after they win this first one. But, hey, let's get it. Let's get it.
Hey,
how do you pronounce this, guys?
The women's tournament, I'm calling the upset. Jackson State beats the UConn women. I'm calling it.
Sheesh.
Jackson State.
You think Paige going out like a – you crazy. All right.
The girls in Jackson, something serious. Y'all don't know. Watch.
Yeah, the girls' tournament is going to be all the hype. Oh, my goodness. The girls' tournament is cinema. It's Jonell Davis. It's Davis. Jonell, shout out to Jonell Davis.
How do you pronounce this guy's last name? Is it Golkey?
Whatever team has the best guards wins the tournament. It's always a team that has a guard that's been there like 2-3 years that knows the pacing of a game, can make late game shots. That's who wins the men's tournament every year. Unless you just got the best team or whatever, like Kentucky did it like 10 years ago. But it's always the best guards. Kemba, like all those type of niggas, you know. So I could see a team like that really doing their thing. I could see FAU making a little run.
You trying to pronounce the Oakland guy's name, Ben?
Yeah, is it Golkey?
Yeah.
25, I think you got to be a little more humble if you're 25 playing against 19-year-olds.
Hilarious.
Looking at his bio right now, favorite basketball player, Paul Pierce.
You're old ass.
No, we see why he's not humble. Yeah, Paul Pierce ain't never been. Come on, Oakland. Oakland can get a run. Yeah, I would love to see an Oakland run.
I have watched zero college basketball. I don't really. It's out of my rotation. Hey,
these are the first games I watched all year for men's.
Yeah.
Hey, me either, but I'm watching FAU today. Look, I'm trying to look on ESPN app right now. We outside all day. I know we got to slang jokes and stuff, but I watch me some FAU. But I'll tune in now. If Oakland's going to try to make a run, you know it's going to be fun this weekend because they play again. They will play again Saturday, right, tomorrow. So, yeah, I'm excited for that then. So, you know what I mean? We got a little narrative going. Come on. This is going to be fun. Come on. This will be a little fun this weekend. Yeah. I'll tune in. You know I'm about to put some money on it. So, you know I'm going to put some money on it. Come on now. FAU lost y'all to Northwestern in overtime.
No.
Good for the Cats. Good for the Wildcats.
I know. I'm supposed to be happy. Northwestern. Dang, my boy did not shoot that ball well. 1-for-6 from three. God dang. Okay, yeah, that was bad. I found that out in real time. You know, the games be on all morning.
Yeah, the game started like 8 a.m. here.
I was watching the game right before we got on.
Okay. Oh, yeah, they got games all day. So niggas hit the bars. We're going to be seeing games all day today. Okay, that's cool.
All right. We'll be back next week.
Hey, come on. We on fire right now, man. This will be right up. It's March 22nd. You know what I mean? Y'all will see this today. Probably, man. If don't play with me, I get a clip done before I get to moving around. Let's get it, y'all. This is a good one. Great one.
Peace out.
Peace, y'all. See y'all.